Australia's World War I submarines, AE-1 and AE-2, were commissioned into the Royal Australian Navy at Portsmouth, England, on the 28th of February, 1914. Soon after, they began their long journey to Sydney. On the 24th of May, the small flotilla arrived in Sydney Harbour. The submarines had travelled over 12,000 nautical miles, 8,000 under their own power. They broke all endurance records, and the feat was a big morale boost for the newly formed Royal Australian Navy. In August 1914, war was declared, and the Australian squadron sailed for Papua New Guinea with orders to seek out the German East Asia fleet. While the Australian forces were ashore engaging the Germans and local people near Bitter Parker, the squadron had to ensure that they were protected from any possible attack from seawards. On the 14th of September, AE-1 and the destroyer HMAS Parramatta were ordered out on patrol to guard the approaches. On the following afternoon, AE-1 was within 2 miles of land and appeared to be patrolling very slowly around the Duke of York Islands. Soon after, Parramatta lost sight of her and turned back towards her last known position. Parramatta had no reason to suspect anything out of the ordinary and reported that AE-1 was apparently headed for harbour. AE-1 and her crew of 35 were lost for more than 100 years. Their last resting place finally found in December 2017. This poem of mourning was printed in the Sydney Sun newspaper in 1914. She faced no battle flames, she heard no German gun. The ship without a name, the luckless AE-1. Yet were her sailors' lives no less for empire lost, and mothers' sweethearts' wives will bear the bitter cost. Australia's warships sweep the broad Pacific main, but she, from out of the deep, will never rise again. And we shall not forget all the years that run the fate that she has met. Goodbye to AE-1. crew of AE2, filled with grief after the loss of their mates, sailed her back to Sydney when the search was called off. AE2's commanding officer, Lieutenant Commander Henry Stoker, requested permission to sail to the Mediterranean to join the campaign against the Turks. His request was approved.